Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love a Masquerade, transcribed.
As I'm standing here. Grandma tried to kill me.
Would you go on the witness stand and swear to that, Faye?
Certainly not. This is a family affair. Nevertheless, it's true.
You're mistaken, Faye.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. Because at the time you say Grandma was shoving towels saturated with chloroform under the door of the closet you were locked in, she was lying unconscious at the foot of the stairs on the first floor.
No, I tell you...
That's right, Faye. I was there when she fell.
I'll grant you, your grandmother may have locked you in the closet, but she wasn't the one who tried to chloroform you.
Then who did? She was the only one who knew I was in there.
No, the murderer knew.
How could he possibly have known?
Have you forgotten you pounded on the door and yelled to get out? It drew the killer's attention to you. What a perfect setup. Your grandmother locks you in, so naturally if you die there, everyone would suspect your grandmother.
Then that's why he wouldn't answer. He wanted me to think it was Grandma.
Certainly. The killer was roaming around the house. Grandma Martin locked you in the closet to protect you and started downstairs to find me. She was thrown or pushed down the stairs by the killer, who then came on up to the third floor. Here you were yelling and pounding. Saw the perfect opportunity to finish you, and nearly succeeded.
Mr. Jack, what about Cherry down on the second floor? When we found her crouching in the linen closet, she was in a fit of terror. She said Faye was after her, trying to kill her.
She was mistaken.
You mean she mistook the killer for Faye? But in that case, who is the killer?
You don't know now.
No, I don't. Oh, look here. There's only one person. It could be Pauline West, the radio actress.
Yes, Pauline West.
Yes, it would have to be. She's the only other person connected with this house, the only other name mentioned.
Yes, Reggie. Pauline West is the murderer.
But where is she now? Why haven't we seen her? Is she in the house now?
Yes. And you're going to see her very shortly now. In fact, in the next few minutes, I'm going to turn Pauline West over to the police.
No. No, you can't do that. No matter what happens, you can't do that.
She's guilty of murder. She killed your brother, Job. She was responsible for Cherry accidentally shooting Hope, although it wasn't an accident. She tried to kill your grandmother by pushing her downstairs. She tried to chloroform you. And she was responsible for Cherry being pushed downstairs and being slashed over and over again.
I know it. Oh, don't you understand? We'd all rather be dead. We'd all want to be dead if she was taken into court and made a public exhibit. Something for the newspapers to gloat over, for the appetites of the scandalmongers to feed on. I'd rather see all of us dead than to see that happen.
I'm afraid I haven't got much choice in the matter. I warned your grandmother when she brought us in that if the murderer was in this house and I could prove it, nothing could prevent me from turning it over to the police.
Then if I get the opportunity, I will kill her with my own hands.
Oh, but you mustn't.
That'd be terribly foolish. Because then you would have to be the public sensation instead of her.
No, because you'd never take me alive.
Reggie, under these circumstances, Faye's a very dangerous young woman. It's going to be necessary for you to stay by her and prevent her from doing what she said she'll do.
How much longer is this going to keep up?
Only a few minutes. Only until I have Pauline West in safe custody.
No, no, you can't do it.
Reggie, stop her.
Jack, she's locked us in.
Now we are in a fine mess. We've got to break down that door.
Right on, let's go.
Wait, listen. The baby.
Oh, look here.
Come on, we gotta get out of here. Together now.
Once more should do it.
Hurry, hurry.
More solid than I thought.
We've got to keep trying. We've got to get out of here. It's murder. We've got to get out of here quick.
Cherry. Cherry, is that you?
They don't come near me.
Cherry, listen. We haven't got much time. Give me your hand. Now, come on.
No, no,
Faye. I tell you, we haven't got much time. Now, hurry faster.
Faye, where are we going? I don't want to go.
Now, then, up these stairs to the attic.
The attic?
Faster. Faster. Wait.
But why, Faye? Why?
Come on. Now, then, up this ladder to the roof.
I'm afraid. I'm afraid.
Come on, hurry. I'm right behind you.
Oh, please, Faye.
Push that trap door up.
No, no.
Push that trap door up. All right. Up on the roof.
It's so high up here. It's so high.
It's all right, Cherry. It's all right. I'm going with you.
Going with me?
Here, come over to the edge of the roof. I want to show you something.
someone's turned the searchlight on. They can see us up here.
It doesn't matter, darling. It doesn't matter in the least.
Ray, I'm so scared.
Don't worry. I'll be with you. I'll be with you all the time. Now, look. Look over the edge. You see the glass roof of the sunroom right down below us?
But it's so far.
The glass roof of the sunroom. You loved the sunroom when you were a little girl. It was your favorite room.
Ray. Hey, why did you bring me up here?
Darling, you couldn't help it. It wasn't ever your fault, so you mustn't suffer anymore for it. Just close your eyes. Do you remember how you used to close your eyes when I told you fairy stories? Fairy stories about the good little fairies who always came to the rescue of little girls. And...
I think we're getting it.
Once more, we'll do it.
That did it. That did it.
Downstairs, Reggie. Downstairs.
I know. I'm coming. Which way, Jack? Which way?
Come on, come on. Downstairs to the first floor.
But how do you know which way she went?
I don't know which way she went. We've got to find her. Wait, I'm going into the library. You take the dining room. Conservatory and the sunroom.
Righto.
Yell if you see anything.
All right. You do the same.
A fine mess.
Hey, Jack, what's the matter?
Doc, has Faye been in here?
Faye? No, nobody's been in here. Jack, we ought to get a doctor.
Jack, come here. Come here.
That's Reggie.
Come on, Doc. He's found her.
Jack.
Coming, Reggie.
In the sunroom. Hurry.
Did you find her? Reggie, where is she? What's the matter?
Look, Jack, up through the glass. Look up on the roof.
What's that?
Hey, it's Faye and Cherry. It's Faye and Cherry.
Look,
they're fighting.
Well, don't stand there. What's the matter with you? Get up on the roof.
Look out! No, it shouldn't have happened that way.
Oh, boy, 4 o'clock in the morning. Reggie, when this mess is cleaned up, I'm going to bed and sleep straight through a week.
About a little sleep I'd get if I did go to bed tonight.
Wonder why they don't put some sleeping chairs in a hospital waiting room. Where'd Jack say he is going?
The doctor called him out. Something about Faye.
Yeah. Chauffeur dead, Job dead, Cherry dead. Poor little old Cherry.
That isn't all.
Huh?
Hope in the hospital with a bullet wound, Grandma here with a broken leg, and Faye here with a fractured skull.
Man, when Cherry and Faye high-dived off that roof and down through that skylight...
Would you mind not talking about it?
Yeah, sure would like to know who was pushing who up there, though.
Cherry was pushing Faye.
Yeah, it sure looked like it, all right. Oh, you back, Jack?
Yes.
Anything?
No, everything's just the same.
Looky, Jack, I still don't know who is doing what to who over yonder at the Martin.
Well, it's time I told you.
Yes, I think it is. You said Pauline West was the killer.
She was. But what I didn't say was that Pauline West was...
Well, who?
Cherry Martin.
Hey, you mean Cherry done all that dirty work?
Yes.
But the slashing, thrown downstairs.
She did that herself.
She did?
And them, the they people she was always talking about.
Figments of her own imagination. She really believed in them some of the time, huh?
Hey, things don't fit together.
Yes, they do. Let's start at the beginning. Way back when Cherry was a little girl. She was a nervous, excitable child. Her grandmother had little patience with her. She used to lock her in her bedroom. On the walls of the bedroom were all the old Mother Goose figures. Man in the Moon, the Old Witch. And one of the characters was a figure with a black hood, the face shadowed from view. And he wore a blood-red smock.
The man who tied her up and carried her to the furnace room.
Hey!
Yes. The characters from her childhood wallpaper transferred from the walls to her mind. Those were the they people who were after her. Locked in the room with these figures she feared and hated, her child mind absorbed them to the point where she could never get rid of them.
Oh, how horrible.
But no Mother Goose character carried her downstairs.
No, of course not. She did that herself. But somehow in her mind, she blamed him for it.
But she was bound and gagged.
She did that herself.
Was this why Grandmother Martin called us in on the case on account of Cherry?
No. Hope and Job were involved with the chauffeur. He was trying to make Job ask his grandmother for money to pay blackmail. When Job refused, he found Hope an easy target, so he threatened to bring the family name to shame through Hope unless Job got the money.
Grandma knew this?
No, only that Job and Hope were in trouble.
Which we were supposed to get him out of.
Yes, but the night we arrived, Job took things into his own hands and killed the chauffeur.
Job really did do that then?
Yes, Cherry actually saw him. And that's what set Cherry off. She was shocked and afraid, but she saw how easily people could be killed. She was right on the verge mentally anyway. That finished.
She killed Job?
Yes. She was impelled to kill Job because she knew he was going to be found out.
But how?
Well, she watched where Job hid the gun and got it. She took it out on the porch to that big urn that sits right in front of the library window. She fastened it in place, pointing right to the chair Job would sit in.
I say, she knew he'd sit in it because Grandma Martin always made each one sit in his own chair?
Yes. Then she fastened a heavy black thread to the trigger, ran it over the muzzle of the gun, in through a crack in the window to her chair.
So that's how it is done?
Yes. When the gun went off, the bullet cut the thread that was holding it in place, and it fell into the urn out of sight.
I say.
Only a mind in that condition would have conceived such a thing. But it worked, and it made Cherry look innocent.
And then Hope found the gun?
Yes, before Cherry could get it and hide it. Hope suspected Cherry because she had said they would get Joe before the police did. So she came up to Cherry's room while you were with her, Doc?
Yeah, that's right.
The minute Cherry saw the gun, she knew that she had to do something desperate, that Hope knew too much. So she pretended to struggle with her, but deliberately turned the gun on Hope and shot her.
Boy, murder. And me, you're standing right there.
Then I discovered Pauline West. And when I mentioned the name to Faye, then Faye knew that Cherry was guilty.
Well, I don't get that. Why?
Because Faye knew that 2 or 3 years ago, Cherry had tried to be a radio actress. To keep the rest of the family from knowing, Cherry had taken the name of Pauline West. She wasn't a good actress, but they discovered she could cry like a baby.
What's that?
Exactly. Cherry was the baby. She'd done baby imitations on the radio.
Doggone.
Faye had forgotten all about that. It happened so long ago, but the minute I mentioned Pauline West, she knew at once.
So now she had to kill Faye to keep a secret.
Yes, that's why I insisted Faye be guarded so closely.
Well, who bopped me on the head when I was taking Faye upstairs?
Cherry. She wanted you out of the way so she could get at Faye. But Faye didn't wait. She ran up to her grandmother's room. By this time, Grandma knew. She knew Faye was in danger, so she locked her in the closet so Cherry couldn't get at her.
But Cherry did get at her, chloroform.
Yes. It was also Cherry who tried to chloroform Hope.
Boy, and such a pretty little thing.
But why push her grandmother downstairs?
Well, this time Cherry was so unsettled in her mind she didn't know what she was doing.
But that roof business, how'd Cherry ever get Faye up on the roof?
Well, what happened up there is best left alone.
You ain't a-talking?
Case is finished. The House of Martin has fallen. They, those little people, have succeeded just as Job said they would. Now let's forget it. I'm dead tired.
Quiet.
Yeah. Poor little feller.
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking.